Today, are we being lied to? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, the currently running Senate inquiry into bank branch closures has flushed out that while banks are claiming they're following their customers into a digital future, actually they are rather setting that agenda, removing ATMs and branches and forcing people to go digital, whether they want to or not. And some banks have all but admitted they're fudging the figures to buttress their strategy, never mind the impact on real customers. And while politicians are keen to step back from the argument on the basis that banks are commercial entities and should be able to make whatever strategic decisions they want, the truth is banks are a government-protected species who have received massive financial support from us taxpayers via, for example, the Term Funding Facility and other measures. And to reinforce the argument that we're being lied to, according to a news.com.au exclusive article, a former ANZ employee has alleged that the bank is forcing customers out of branches and then using their absence to justify branch closures. Philip, that's a pseudonym by the way, told news.com.au that during the time he'd worked at an ANZ branch in a metropolitan area, staff were directed not to serve customers who came into the branch. I worked at a busy branch, but the stats on our actual customers served look smaller because we were making customers serve themselves through digital means when they came into the bank, he said. And Philip said staff were told to have a digital first mindset and to direct customers to use the in-branch ATM or telephone to do their banking or even do banking at the ATM for customers because these transactions would not be counted in the branch's service stats. Back in July, ANZ CEO Shayne Elliott told the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Economics that the bank had closed 287 branches across Australia since the middle of 2017. He said the closures were supported by customer behaviour, adding that a lot of people bemoan the fact that branches are closing, but they don't actually use them. I mean, clearly, we're running a business here, and we want to be interacting with our customers as much as possible, Mr. Elliott said. The more engaged they are with us, the better from our perspective, the more loyal they're going to be. So we have a vested interest in being able to service customers in the way they want. And he claimed that around 90 to 96% of all ANZ transactions were being done digitally. But Philip said he questioned the validity of the ANZ stats. When you're pulling the amount of services in branches to encourage people to go online, of course, it's going to look like people want to go online, Philip said. These stats are inherently fudged. They're being driven by directives from management to frontline staff telling us we can't assist customers with certain services in branch and that they must use the ATM, the internet, the app, or the call center. And he told news.com.au that he and other staff receive emails from their business excellence manager, a role akin to a district manager, with directives like over-the-counter traffic is up this month, don't let it get away from you, and try not to do any card activations in branch this month. And he added that some other directives were delivered verbally, such as that all transactions under $1,000 must be done using an ATM. And he said long queues for service were a common sight in his branch, which had multiple workstations for tellers, but only one of which was ever manned. Customers would rightly be disgruntled at the lack of tellers. Philip said that the directors left staff frustrated by their inability to help customers and the older customers were among the biggest losers. When an ANZ branch in a neighbouring suburb was converted to an assisted services branch with no tellers or cash services over the counter, he said his branch would receive a massive influx on pension day of customers with old school passbooks. And Philip told news.com.au that in one instance, when an elderly vision-impaired customer was struggling to use an in-branch ATM, he served her at the counter and his actions were questioned by his supervisor. My supervisor directly said to me, if customers want service, it's on our terms. That's the day I quit, he said. And in October, new figures from the Australian Prudential Regulatory Authority, APRA, revealed that in the 12 months to June 2023, 424 bank branches, or 11% of Australia's overall branches, disappeared. Now, an ANZ spokesperson denied the former branch staff members' allegations. This account does not reflect how our branches or our people are encouraged to operate, the spokesperson said. To which I reply, yes, but if you look at the evidence as provided by the banks to the Senate inquiry and to the other conversations that are going on, because we know that some other banks have actually all but admitted that they've fudged the figures, this is more likely to be true than not. And certainly, as I speak to people who have been queuing in branches because they need to use branches, the queues are getting longer. And of course, we also know that from evidence given to the Senate committee, other banks are also fudging some of their numbers. So we need to get to the bottom of this. I think that the banks are spinning a yarn where, in fact, they are really forcing people out of branches and onto digital platforms because it's cheaper for the banks, never mind what it does for individuals. And as I've highlighted before, people are having to drive very, very long distances now, particularly in regional areas and rural areas, just to get access to branch services. And as this trend continues, the travel times and the security risks will also increase. So yes, we are being lied to, and the latest from news.com.au just underscores this. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance and Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.